I got to tell you this story, Ernie. It's a true story. We had, the cabooses were still in operation mm-hmm. back then. But we had yard cabooses, transfer cabooses. They looked like a regular caboose, but they were older and they were less equipped. And they basically just were allowed the switch crews to have shelter as they rode a transfer of cars to Port Arthur and back, let's say. And at the end of the day, a lot of them were stored in West Fort there for the next day. And they were stored at the east end of these tracks that we were going to hump cars into. But if you didn't pay attention and if you didn't remind the hump riders, hey, there's a lightweight caboose at the other end of that track. Be careful. So every now and then, someone would forget.
Wasn't looking. Or could they
wasn't
see?
Wasn't paying attention. It happens. And I remember one morning there, we let a string of about 8 hopper cars go over the hill into this track, not knowing a caboose was down there, and those hopper cars flattened that caboose to firewood. And the noise was just deafening. And when I went down there and took a look at it, I thought I was going to get fired. I said, how the heck could that happen? Okay, but it could happen very easily. 5 or 10 100-ton hopper cars, that's a lot of weight. They slam it into that 15-ton wooden caboose, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we were in the process of eliminating cabooses back then, so